It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Tuesday, February 11th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chalaos. Sunny, beautiful day in downtown Salt Lake City, but it's still nippy, 32 degrees.
Freeway traffic rolling along. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour, and it is developing news in just the past 30 minutes. A portion of a Deseret News Hinckley Institute poll was released showing support for Senator Mitt Romney here in Utah slipping among Republicans. With more on the numbers of this developing story, we go to KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt. He's live in the KSL 24-hour news center. Nick?
Maria, Senator Romney's overall disapproval rating jumped 4% in this most recent poll. A significant number of respondents saying they're disappointed with Romney's vote against President Trump in that Senate impeachment trial. Hinckley Institute Director Jason Perry tells KSL's Inside Sources there are mixed emotions right now in Utah.
22% of Utahns said they're disappointed, but 21% of Utahns said they were proud. Not too many people thought they were embarrassed of it. That was 11%. And 13% said they were pleased, and 14% said they were encouraged.
The poll shows the negative sentiment falling mostly along party lines, with conservative Republicans being the most unhappy with the senator. Reporting live, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
More of the Deseret News Hinckley Institute poll will be released later this afternoon.
Eye on the Hill 2020.
A Senate bill on Utah's Capitol Hill wants to keep the state on daylight saving time permanently, but it's not a simple process. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more.
It's going to be a long road for Utah to stop changing their clocks twice a year. Utah Senator Wayne Harper says several items are currently required before the Beehive State can permanently adopt daylight saving time.
Congressional action. And going to have neighbor states participate as well, because we don't want to have Utah being an island like Arizona is.
But Harper says the momentum is with him and SB 59. He says this is the first time federal lawmakers have bills in Congress allowing states to choose which time they want. And most of Europe will permanently move 1 hour ahead starting next year. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
The new homeless czar under President Trump is applauding the efforts happening in Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has more.
Dr. Robert Marbit sees progress on the streets of downtown Salt Lake. As leader of the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness, he's in town for meetings with local agencies. According to him, one of the biggest signs of improvement he's noticed is the efforts of law enforcement.
Law enforcement is getting much more agile, much more nimble, becoming multidisciplined, where you go out with the social worker, you with somebody with one of the partner service agencies.
He adds that Salt Lake and the state as a whole would benefit from a more clear and defined leadership agency that can provide direction. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Your voice, your vote, 2020. The New Hampshire primary.
New Hampshire voters are going to the polls as we speak to vote in their presidential primary. Senator Amy Klobuchar is hoping to ride the momentum from her debate performance last week to a strong finish in the Granite State. She appeared on The View taking a shot at Michael Bloomberg, who skipped New Hampshire to focus on Super Tuesday.
I don't think people look at the guy in the White House and say, oh, I want someone richer.
Joe Biden is heading to South Carolina to campaign tonight.
Going down to my supporters to get them moving down in South Carolina, do a little event tonight. I'm going to be talking to all the folks back there at the event electronically. We're going to fight to the end here until the polls close, and so we're then going to move on.
Bernie Sanders says he isn't too worried if he doesn't win in New Hampshire.
The reason we're going to do well also has to do with we have an agenda that speaks to the needs of working families all across this country.
Be sure to stick with KSL News Radio and KSLNewsRadio.com for updates on the New Hampshire results. The debate over paying college athletes to play reached the halls of Congress today. The Senate Commerce Committee held a hearing examining the issue, including the growing number of state laws that will allow athletes to cash in on their name, image, and likeness. National College Players Association Executive Director Ramogi Huma says that the current NCAA rules are unjust to players.
Under Armour is paying UCLA $280 million to require UCLA players to serve as walking billboards to advertise its apparel. Meanwhile, the NCAA denies players third-party compensation, claiming is to protect players from forces of commercialization.
The NCAA and some lawmakers say if laws about paying players vary from state to state, it could make it impossible for national organizations like the NCAA to operate. The University of Utah announced today they will have Adobe co-founder John Warnock as their 2020 commencement speaker. Warnock received 3 degrees from the university, and he helped to write the first computer-based registration program used at the U while he was working on his doctorate. Still to come, are you taking the family on vacation for spring break? We'll have a look at how online booking sites try to manipulate people into booking hotel rooms as quickly as possible. And a look at your new time drive.
One surface street crash in South Jordan on Riverfront Parkway, 106 South at 7th West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
The mic is live.
Iowa had a chance. Drop the ball.
KSL's live mic with Lee Lonsberry.
Who wants to try it next year?
Now on 12:30 till 3 on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
Diamonds Direct makes it easy for you to go over the top this Valentine's with an expanded selection of the most romantic gifts and 3 years zero interest financing on any Valentine's purchase. You know jewelry is the number one gift for Valentine's, and Diamonds Direct is the number one destination. Diamond stud earrings, diamond eternity bands, layered necklaces, pendants, bangles, colored gemstones, and a special selection of Simon G. meticulously crafted jewelry. And if you're popping the question this weekend, check out Diamonds Direct's incredible selection of ready-to-wear engagement rings. The perfect diamond in the perfect setting at the perfect price. And now through Saturday on any purchase, you can pay nothing down and get 3 years zero interest financing. Yes, spread your payments over 36 months with no interest on approved credit. Check out our online gift guide and even shop online if you like. DiamondsDirect.com. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
6400 South. You've been hearing about how great the need for blood has been in the last few months. Unfortunately, that need is only growing. Hospitals have more patients using more blood than ever. Every day, ARUP Blood Services needs at least 100 people to donate. But the truth is, there's more than that needed. Each day, there's trauma, cancer, heart, organ, transplant patients, and many more that need blood. ARUP Blood Services is the sole blood provider to the thousands of patients at Huntsman Cancer, University and Shriners Hospital for Children. The needs for the patients at these hospitals continues to grow. Over the last 12 months, more than 7,000 patients received blood transfusions. Help patients in need with ARUP. ARUP is at 9786 South, 500 West, and in Salt Lake and Research Park. Help save the lives of newborns, trauma, and cancer patients in need. 801-584-5272. Visit UtahBlood.org. That's UtahBlood.org. And make a difference.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story this half hour. Support for Senator Mitt Romney taking a big hit, according to a new poll. We'll continue to have complete details for you. That's poll just coming out within the past 30 minutes here on KSL News Radio. Continue to bring you the latest and reaction. A lot of people are going online to book hotel rooms for a spring getaway, but how do you know if you're actually getting a good deal? ABC's Gio Benitez has more.
Consumers Checkbook, a nonprofit consumer group that evaluates services, investigated hotel booking sites, checking those alerts. GMA taking a look with our own experiment, searching on Orbitz, Booking.com, and Priceline, with two interns simultaneously trying to book hotels in the same cities for the same dates. One searching for one room, the other for two rooms at the same hotel. We compare findings side by side.
And we're checking Denver properties right now.
The one room left alert pops up for our intern Isabella, and the two rooms left alert pops up for our intern Kate at the very same hotel for the same price.
You've got two rooms left here, but one room left here. So which is it?
And while searching New Orleans,
this one says one room left, this one says two rooms left.
And when we check hotels in Miami,
only one room left over here, but only three rooms left over here.
And the rooms are the same price, $143 a night. Checkbook finding similar results.
Priceline was the leader in terms of warning about low availability.
Regarding the one room left pop-ups, Priceline told us that language refers to a specific room at a specific price, not the entire hotel. The language is accurate and changes by the minute, depending on availability.
Often they're cherry-picking and they're pointing you toward a room type that has low availability. There's only one left of that room type, but there are plenty of other rooms, some of which are made probably more preferable to you, available at that same price.
And Consumer's Checkbook also says, while you can't always count on it, usually the closer you get to your stay, prices will likely go down. The exception is if there's a major event happening at your travel destination, that's when you really see those prices spike. So at the end of the day, do your homework. Go online. Look at those hotel websites. Mm-hmm. Look at the individual hotel websites, too, and compare the two.
Right. It's tricky. Do your homework. KSL News Time 12:09. Let's take a look at the drive, traffic, and weather. Sponsored by Mountain America's Cash Bonus on Balance Transfers. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. We've got a good commute in progress on the freeways. The surface streets, that's where we have issues. We have a crash with injuries for downtown drivers, 7th East and South Temple, and that means emergency crews with medics will be on the scene. They expect traffic to be disrupted. Also, a crash called out in West Valley, 5600 West, about 2600 South, and the cleanup continues on the corner of the crash in South Jordan Riverfront Parkway. This is 106 South at 700 West. It's time for the Sportsman's Vacation and RV Show, February 13th through 16th at the Mountain America Expo Center. See hundreds of new RVs, motorhomes, trailers, toy haulers, trucks, and more. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Touch on the chilly side, but lots of sunshine of 37. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, beautiful sunshine. We're just soaking it in, and 34 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and still to come on Utah's new news. Voters in New Hampshire are casting their ballots. We're going to go in depth on what President Trump is doing in New Hampshire and the latest on New Hampshire coming up at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce is never an easy decision, nor should it be. You didn't get married to get divorced, and if your thinking is right, you won't choose divorce when good alternatives exist. Having said that, if you're a man facing divorce, you should know that, like many things in life, timing is important. Too often guys find themselves in a divorce court when their businesses are thriving, when their investments are appreciating, and their income's soaring. Not surprisingly, these conditions tend to produce more painful property divisions and richer support orders. The reverse is typically true when men are in less favorable financial circumstances, when their assets and their ability to pay are diminished. My point is simply this. Divorce may make the most sense for men when they can least afford it. Think about it.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Office in Midvale and Clearfield, 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
Utah State University Online has been changing lives by degrees for 25 years. Whether you've been out of the workforce and need an effective way back in, you don't like your current job and want a fulfilling career, or you're looking for career advancement, a USU degree will get you there. Earn an associate, bachelor's, or master's degree 100% online from USU Online, ranked first in Utah online degree programs by U.S. News and World Report. Visit online.usu.edu.
Take control of your financial future at the Women in Money Utah Financial Empowerment Conference, Friday, April 17th at the Salt Palace Convention Center. Women of all ages, cultures, and financial situations are invited to grow their financial capability together and hear from Utah's most influential female leaders. Register today at womeninthemoney.org. That's womeninthemoney.org, or text FUTURE to 57500 for details and get ready to take control of your financial future.
What if you had Whipple Service Champions in your contacts so that when you said, "Hey Siri, call Whipple Service Champions," Whipple Service Champions would come a running, or on speed dial if you're still doing that, so that with just the push of a button, you could get your drains auger, your leaky pipe, drippy faucets, electrical fixtures, furnace, and or AC fix? Oh, bad news, water heater's leaking. Alexa, call Whipple Service Champions. And you're on the phone with, for emergencies, when you call today, we come today. The new water heater will already be stocked on the truck and come with a 10-year parts and labor warranty. Yeah, 10-year parts and labor warranties come with new furnaces and ACs too. Let's program that number into your contacts. 801-444-FAST. 801-444-3278. On your phone, spells FAST. The 444s are like four fast, like for fast service. Clever, huh? Speed dial 801-444-FAST. Hey, Google, call Whipple Service Champion.
Whipple, they come, heating troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
My name is Tom.
My name is Cindy.
We give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
We know our time and money are going to the right places.
We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
New polling from the Deseret News and Hinckley Institute show overall approval for Mitt Romney is slipping in the Beehive State. Conservatives are the most displeased with the senator's impeachment vote against President Trump, while approval among Democrats is going up. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, the University of Utah announced today they will have Adobe co-founder John Warnock as their 2020 commencement speaker. Warnock is a graduate from the U. Third is a look at your noontime drive, sponsored by Mountain America's cash bonus on balance transfers. Here's Ricky Meese.
A delay-free drive on your valley freeways, but heads up downtown Salt Lake City drivers. A crash with injuries reported at 7th East and South Temple. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine today, high temperatures at 37. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
34 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, Michelle Franzen. Senator Elizabeth Warren thanking supporters at a polling station in Portsmouth earlier today, and Joe Biden in Manchester.
A cup of coffee.
Handing out coffee at a polling station. He's trailing in the polls, and later today he's heading to South Carolina for the next race. The question is, who will round out the top three in New Hampshire's primary?
Some voters were undecided to the end.
For me, it was like kind of a last minute. I was torn between a few candidates, and then I decided at the last minute.
He picked Tom Steyer.
I was a Bernie Sanders guy the last election, but it's just a little too far out there.
For Diana, this was easy.
I knew going in.
No doubts.
No doubts. Elizabeth Warren.
Tell me why.
I like her. She is solution-oriented.
Her daughter made a different choice.
I supported Senator Bernie Sanders.
Sanders won big here in 2016. This time, the outcome could be splintered. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Bedford, New Hampshire.
Longtime friend and advisor to Trump, President Trump, Roger Stone. He's set to be sentenced in the federal obstruction case. Now, a shift the Justice Department's prison sentencing guidelines.
A senior official at the Justice Department told reporters DOJ found the 7 to 9 year prison sentence for Roger Stone, recommended by DOJ's own federal prosecutors, to be, quote, extreme, excessive, and grossly disproportionate. The longtime ally of President Trump was convicted in November of lying to Congress about WikiLeaks, tampering with witnesses, and obstructing an investigation by the House Intelligence Committee. Overnight Tuesday, the president weighed in on Twitter, writing, quote, cannot allow this miscarriage of justice. A DOJ official said the decision to change the recommended sentence was made before that tweet, but would not provide any evidence to back that up. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Closing arguments set to begin Thursday in the sexual assault trial of Harvey Weinstein. The defense rested its case today. The movie mogul did not testify, and jury deliberations could start Tuesday. You're listening to ABC News.
Your voice, your vote, 2020. The New Hampshire primary. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Voters in New Hampshire are casting their presidential primary ballots right now, and there is plenty of strategy at play among the Democratic candidates. ABC's Jonathan Carl is in Manchester, and he tells George Stephanopoulos President Trump isn't sitting on the sidelines. He was in New Hampshire last night holding a rally.
Yeah, he likes to take away some of the spotlight from the Democrats, and in the case of New Hampshire, George, this is a state that they think they can win. He lost 4 years ago by 2,736 votes. It was the closest, narrowest margin of any state that Trump lost. So this is part general election strategy.
And John, the New Hampshire primary usually winnows out candidates, gets candidates who have to drop out of the race. But all the top five on the Democratic side say they're going to go on no matter what. You've got Mike Bloomberg hanging out there for Super Tuesday as well. And that really does increase the chances that there will not be a nominee by the convention in July.
It does. Look, Bernie Sanders comes into this the leading candidate in New Hampshire. If he wins here, he is the clear front runner for the Democratic nomination. But, George, that has a lot of Democrats, establishment Democrats, moderate Democrats, in a state of panic, but unclear who the alternative is. As Biden loses a support, those votes don't go to Bernie Sanders, but they don't go to any one candidate. You see Bloomberg at 15%, as you mentioned, and you could have three or four other candidates going out of New Hampshire.
And the KSL in-depth on the New Hampshire primary at 15 and 45. KSL News Time 12:19. Let's see what's happening in the drive. Traffic and weather sponsored by Mountain America's Cash Bonus on Balance Transfers. Ricky Meese, you did have a couple trouble spots.
We do, and those are on the surface streets, but we do have a new crash reported on I-80. This is going to be about 4 miles west of Tooele in Tooele County, but they do have it moved to the median and out of traffic. I don't think there's going to be a lot of backup from that. Crews are clearing up a crash at 5600 West, about 2600 South. One in South Jordan, 106 South Riverfront Parkway at 7th West. And for downtown drivers, an injury accident reported at South Temple and 7th East. Sierra West Jewelers is combining two of their three stores this holiday season for the best deals in the century. No reasonable offer will be refused. SierraWestJewelers.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Well, let's take a look at the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
37 is high today with plenty of sunshine. Tomorrow, we get partly cloudy skies up to 41. Just a slim chance of snow showers early tomorrow morning. Lots of sunshine on Thursday up to 43. 42 on Friday with rain and snow showers entering the picture. A lot of clouds on Saturday up to 40. More rain and snow for Sunday with high 42, and then clouds Monday 41. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
34 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Market's kind of flat today. We'll check your money news. Get a complete update at 1225. KSL News Time, 1222.
How do you judge someone? Not by what they say, by what they do. We're a nation of doers. What's Mike Bloomberg about? Doing things. A middle-class kid worked his way through college, an entrepreneur. Bloomberg built a global news and information business from scratch. Mayor of a diverse, progressive city, Mike Bloomberg rebuilt after 9/11, creating nearly 500,000 jobs, improving health care and public schools. Now he's running for president, and Mike's the change we need. From chaos to steady leadership, from lies to someone who believes in facts and data, from divisiveness to someone who builds teams, nurtures good ideas, and holds himself accountable for results. Mike Bloomberg knows how to lead, to build, to deliver, to do. He'll win and unite this country. Mike will get things done.
I'm Mike Bloomberg, candidate for president, and I approve this message because we need to deliver on the promise of the American dream. Paid for by Mike Bloomberg 2020.
Your suits. Oh, what a story they could tell. Your first interview, a high school prom, a wedding, dressing for a special occasion, the birth of a baby, a mission call, a church call, or saying goodbye to a loved one. No matter what you have in your life, dressing you for the occasion is what Mr. Mac has done for four generations. They care about the way you look, the investment you make, the way you feel, and the memories you'll share. Let their family serve you for whatever calling life brings you. Mr. Mac has been helping missionaries and generations of families to find quality suits and clothing at great prices for over 52 years. Mr. Mac, fast, free alterations with on-site tailor shops in all 9 stores along the Wasatch Front. Find them online at MrMac.com or follow on Instagram and Facebook. Remember, no one buys, no one sells, and no one cares the way we do. Absolutely no one.
Are you within 5 years of claiming Social Security? This decision is more complicated than most people realize. It could trigger a mountain of taxes, double your Medicare premiums, and cause you to forfeit thousands of dollars in other benefits. This could add up to hundreds of thousands of dollars. Learn how you could avoid this with a free Social Security analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. To get your free analysis, call 801-682-4448. What you learn in this free analysis could save you tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. And it won't cost you a dime. Get your free analysis now by calling 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. Lee joins me now to talk about what's coming up on the show. Lee, what have you got for us?
New Hampshire, New Hampshire, New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. Tonight will be the closure of the New Hampshire primaries. Folks are out there voting in New Hampshire right now. The polling indicates a number of different things. I'm going to walk through all that polling data, and I'm going to compare and contrast. You've heard me rail against Iowa. In New Hampshire tonight, they're showing you how it's done. They are relying on conventional ballots. They will count those ballots, and it will be a direct reflection of the will of the Democratic voters out there in the state of New Hampshire. I'm anxious to look through some of that information as well. We just got our hands on Trump's proposed budget. The first look at it shows us that he wants to dial back some welfare and increase some military spending. We're going to walk through some of the specifics as well as speak with Congressman Chris Stewart about what it means to him.
Terrific. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming your way at 12:35 right here on KSL News Radio. Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Under Armour posted a fourth quarter loss of $15.3 million. The CEO of the sports apparel maker says that they are looking at a 2020 restructuring plan to improve profitability and cash flow generation. KSL Drives, the Jeep Gladiator pickup isn't selling as quickly as the company had hoped. Jeep and dealers are now discounting the truck up to $9,000. The Gladiator sales aren't keeping up with the competition, and sales even look rough when compared with other Jeep models. Toys based on Frozen 2 and Avengers helped Hasbro blow past Wall Street expectations. Company says their global team had a good year, growing revenues across various regions. And taking a look at your money at this moment, in the past few minutes, the Dow has moved into negative territory. It's now down by 10 points, sitting at 29,267. S&P 500 is up by 9, and the NASDAQ is up by 15 points. The Houston Astros sign-stealing controversy has moved from the dugout to the courtroom. ABC's Jim Ryan in Texas says a former pitcher for the Toronto Blue Jays has filed suit, claiming his career has been damaged by the scandal.
Raddick on second, Gurriel on first, the pitch.
The August 4th, 2017 game in Houston was a blowout.
Shot by Marwin Gonzalez.
The Astros beat the Blue Jays 16-7 in the last major league game that Toronto relief pitcher Mike Bolsinger would play. He says the batters just seemed to know what pitches he was throwing before he threw them. Now the world knows about the Astros' elaborate sign-stealing system, and Bolsinger has filed suit. He claims his career was damaged by that night on the mound in Houston. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And the Astros lead is 16-7.
Well, as you are headed back to the office, you have to stop and fill up your car. I want you to think for just a second what it would be like to have $500 in gas card money, like $500 that you could fill up your car for how many days on your way back from lunch. Hey, if you haven't signed up for this great contest, you didn't hear our great winner this morning, so excited to win this $500 gas card, you could be the next winner. All you need to do is when you get back to the office, just sign up. It's quick and easy. Take you just a couple of minutes at KSLNewsRadio.com. We'll check your traffic coming up next. KSL News Time, 12:26.
Watch the world's best speed skaters compete on the fastest ice on Earth. Join the fast action fun of the ISU World Singles Distances Speed Skating Championships at the Utah Olympic Oval, February 13th through 16th. With home ice advantage, Team USA will race the best skaters from the Netherlands, Russia, China, South Korea, and more for new world records and personal bests. Featuring 2018 Pyeongchang bronze medalist and defending 1,000-meter World Single Distances champion Brittany Bowe and two-time Olympian and defending men's mass start world single distances champion Joey Mantilla. The U.S. is fielding a strong lineup. During the competition, enjoy the Legacy Winter Festival featuring fun activities like face painting, axe throwing, and a mechanical bowl, along with live music, food trucks, and more. It's perfect for your whole family. Tickets for the ISU World Single Distances Speed Skating Championships are now available at smithtix.com. Find more information at utaholympiclegacy.org.
A vehicle is stolen once every 40 seconds in the United States. The cost adds up to over $6 billion a year. But there are steps you can take to help put the brakes on vehicle theft. Roll up the windows completely. Don't leave valuables in the car. Take the keys or the fob with you. Lock the doors. If you have information on vehicle theft, contact the NICB. Reach us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Hey, did you know one in four Utah crashes is caused by distracted driving? Not only is it illegal to text and drive in Utah, but it puts your life and the lives of others at risk. It can wait. Anything that takes away your attention is a distraction. So please, focus on your driving and only on your driving. You'll be joining KSL on the road to zero fatalities. Zero fatalities. It's the only acceptable goal. Please don't text and drive.
KSL News Time, 1229. Let's get you up to date on that drive. Traffic and weather sponsored by Mountain America's Cash Bonus on Balance Transfers. Ricky Meese, what's going on?
A couple of new problems. We have a crash eastbound 90 at South 3300 West. They're trying to get it moved to the right, but there is some construction and road work in that area. Also, a stalled vehicle. This is southbound I-15 on the exit ramp at 106 South. It is blocking the left lane to go eastbound, and a crash being called out 12th East at 2100 South. It's time to get a home energy plan from Dominion Energy and learn how you can conserve to save money on your monthly gas bill. Visit ThermWise.com to get started. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And boy, it is too nice a day to be stuck in a crash. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's take a look at the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Highs at 37 today with plenty of sunshine. Now tomorrow morning, there is a very, very slim chance of snow showers early. Partly cloudy, though, much of the day, and up to 41 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Chalais. 34 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top local story this half hour. Utah's water picture is looking quite good, according to the National Weather Service. But does that mean we should be worried about flooding later? Water watchers say it's too soon to know for sure. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Most of the state is either at or above average when it comes to snowpack. And National Weather Service hydrologist Brian McInerney says the same is true for reservoirs.
We're in above average conditions with the reservoir for this time of year. We're higher this year than we were last year at this time.
Andy says it looks like we're in an active weather pattern that could produce more storms through the end of March. But that means flooding is a possibility in the spring. Ryan Rowland with the Utah Water Science Center says they have a new interactive map everyone can use showing which rivers and streams might be close to flooding.
That'll bring up a graph of the real-time flow information.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Our top national story this hour from ABC News. New Hampshire voters are casting their votes today as the Democratic candidates try to narrow the field. Senator Bernie Sanders and former South Bend, Indiana mayor Pete Buttigieg began the day as the front runners in the polls. The Impossible Whopper remains a popular item on the Burger King menu, but the fast food chain says demand has slowed as many other companies try to launch their own imitation meat products.
Imitation meat products are clearly going mainstream, but some consumers still have questions.
What makes it taste like meat? And is that stuff going to catch up to us down the road?
Dietitian Matt Schlachter says most fast food places are using textured vegetable proteins, or TVPs.
Those are highly processed plant components coming together to have this imitation meat product.
Yes, cruelty-free and kinder to the planet, but nutritionally, the Impossible Burger is not much different from the Whopper. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow back in positive territory, up by 6 points, sitting at 29,284. S&P 500 up by 7, and the NASDAQ, it's up by 23 points. And still to come on Utah's new news, get another check of your traffic and weather. What a gorgeous day. KSL News Time, 1232.
Do you push your KSL preset every morning when you get in the car?
Hi, this is Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon, your local news companions on KSL News Radio.
It's hard to believe 2020 is already here. Where does time go? With a new year and start upon us, I'm going to challenge you to place one more priority on your list. What would you give for a fresh set of eyeballs? I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and my request